what kind of changes are we seeing the government propose for personal drug use, or people handling smaller amounts of drugs meant for personal use?
Well, we haven't seen any legislation yet. What we've seen is leak and counter-leak that's come out of the coalition cabinet. But that's made it pretty clear what the framework of the policy proposed is, that for personal possession, for drugs across the board, that the and, you know, personal possession is very small amounts, only for personal use, that if police find you with drugs, you know, a personal possession amount of drugs, the first time you get a warning. They find you a second time, you get a fine. A third time, you get a fine. It's only the fourth time that you would ever face an actual criminal prosecution or the potential for a criminal prosecution. Now, of course, you know, across the country, there are tens and tens and tens of thousands of court attendance notices and criminal infringement notices issued for personal possession across the country each year. New South Wales and Queensland head up the numbers in that regard. And so it would be a positive step forward, but it's miles off decriminalisation. I mean, this is really playing in the shallows.
Obviously, the Greens and various others have been calling for years to treat drug use as a health issue rather than a criminal offence. Is there any indication that the New South Wales government, in perhaps conjunction with these, is looking to looking more towards the health side of things?
Well, we haven't seen that from the Premier, I'll be quite frank. No indication of that. You know, she's rejected pill testing. She's been very angry in some of her comments over the last 48 hours, you know, declaring this is not decriminalisation. She won't go down that path. You know, she still wants to continue fighting that unwinnable war on drugs. But so I think that's why this announcement has been created such interest, because it's gone against the flow, it's gone against the current of this government that seems to, you know, be repeatedly backing in more drug dogs, more policing, you know, more jails as the way of dealing with drugs. I mean, so this announcement does go against the flow. And in that regard, I think many people have been trying to be as positive about it as they can and back it in. But it goes nowhere near what we should be doing. I mean, those drugs that are, you know, fairly ubiquitous amongst parts of society, despite all of the efforts of police, and that are on the lower end of the harm spectrum, cannabis and MDMA, the Greens believe should be legalised. We should have a regulated supply that is as safe as possible, take it out of the hands of organised crime, take it out of the hands of bikie gangs, tax it, provide a bit of public revenue for it, and treat it as a public health issue like we do with other drugs, such as alcohol and tobacco. But, you know, this is nowhere near that. This is, instead of going to jail the first time, you get a warning the first time. Instead of going to jail the second time, you get fined the second time. You know, but it's still a step forward, and it's against the current.
You've said in a previous statement that changes in policy would rebalance civil rights and police powers. Look, in regards to these latest changes, do we see that happening, and what sort of was the intention behind that statement?
Yeah, well, I mean, if this policy manages to find its way through the next cabinet meeting, which is on the 14th of December, if it then pops out of that as law, well, I think it will do a rebalance on the street. It will make it more difficult for the police to justify the really aggressive use of drug dogs at music festivals, for example, because if, you know, with all of that effort, the only thing they can do is, you know, whack people with a warning. That's going to be, you know, it's going to make it harder to justify that really, you know, aggressive use of police resources at music festivals. I think it would also question the really overt use of drug dog screening the general population at train stations and the like, because, you know, on the very rare occasions they find something, when it's not a false positive and they get it wrong, you know, two-thirds of the time, when they do find something, it's almost inevitably tiny amounts of personal possession. And if that's effectively been taken out of the criminal justice system and it has become just a warning offence, well, it's hard to see how the police could keep justifying that massive overuse of resources largely targeted at young people. So I think it would have that effect. It won't have the full rebalance that we need, But undoubtedly, I think that's one of the positive elements out of this statement.
Fabulous. We'll have to leave it there. But David, thank you very much for joining us on the program this morning.
Yeah, my pleasure. And, you know, it's good to speak with your listeners about it. There's been a fair bit of confusion about it, and we're always happy to come on and talk.